Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Liberty Road, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Now the valley sent a message, sent that message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure and the gold for which they'd kill. Came the answer from the mountain, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of the treasure, all the riches buried there.
Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat your friend, do it in the name of heaven, justified in the end. There won't be trumpets blowing come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after.
One tin soldier rides away. Now the valley cried with anger, mount your horses, draw your swords. So they killed the mountain people, and they gained their just reward. Now they stand upon the mountain, by the treasure dark and red. Turn the stone and look beneath it, peace on earth was all it said.
Go ahead and hate your neighbor, go ahead and cheat your friend, do it in the name of heaven, justified in the end. There won't be trumpets blowing come the judgment day, on the bloody morning after.
Thank you.
I'm with Liberty Road, and they are Noah Adler playing mandolin, Terry Powell on bass, Wesley Atha on guitar, and Noah's dad, Tom, playing the banjo. Terry, we were talking to you. You said you wanted to dedicate this program to him this evening.
Yeah, dedicate tonight's performance to Brian. We lost Brian in 2012, and he is sorely missed. He was a great member of this band and a longtime member of many others, played with Dean Osborne a lot. Wow. Back in the day, I think, and he played with Tom a great deal. Did you guys meet in that class that you taught at UK?
Yeah, we did. I taught a class several times on bluegrass music, and Brian was one of my students in that. That's where I first met him. And then we got together and played a lot of music.
That was the first Liberty Road?
The first Liberty Road.
And what time were we talking about then?
1993 or 4 is when we started.
And you all had a run of... Three or four years, playing mostly around town. Did you play at festivals?
And... We played around town. We played at the Festival of the Bluegrass. We played down at Meadowgreen Music Park. As a matter of fact, we were supposed to play the Spring Festival at Meadowgreen when Brian Jr. was born. And I remember Brian saying, "So we're not going to Clay City?" Like, no. We're
not so, we also played at the Kentucky Theater opening for Bill Monroe, as I recall.
My love don't give me presents. I know that she's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love don't give me presents. Turn me on when I get lonely. She's only fooling, I know she isn't. She don't give boys the eye. She hates to see me cry. She is happy just to hear me say that I will never leave her. She don't give boys the eye. She will never make me jealous. Gives me all the time as well as loving. Don't ask me why. She's a woman who understands. She's a woman who loves a man. My love don't give me no presents.
Mm-hmm.
ever has to give me love forever and forever.
My love don't give me presents. Turn me on when I get lonely. People tell me that she's only fooling. I know she isn't.
She's a woman who understands. She's a woman who loves a man.
My love.
Wes, were you playing with Liberty Road?
Yes, I was.
Would it be safe to assume that you were nervous opening for Tony Rice?
I don't really remember that part of my life too much. No, I'm just joking. Joke. That's a good joke,
that was
right?
The pre-prison years.
Yeah, but anyway, it seemed like I was extremely nervous that night when we were opening for Tony Rice. I don't know whether I was more nervous about opening for him or Katie scolding me for playing this song too fast.
Wesley, tell us about your musical background and your family and how music came into your life.
You know, I was part of a musical family, and we lived in Monterey, Kentucky. I don't know whether you know anything about this river, little river town. I guess it's a southern Owen County. I grew up there, and there was a hippie commune there, and they all learned to play bluegrass music, and I learned right along with them. You know, I learned a few bad habits along the way with them, but also...
Like, what kind of things?
There was kind of some sense in the air that you weren't usually... Fog would kind of start rolling in, you know, at times, and, you know, you'd have to kind of get used to that when you were singing and taking a big breath, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you got to feeling good after about 2 hours of that, you know. But anyway, I did learn how to play some bluegrass music, and back then I was playing banjo all the time. And I got kind of tired of playing banjo and actually wanted to start playing guitar, so that's what I did. I switched over. John Herod was a big influence on me back there because he played fiddle, and I was playing banjo, and, you know, we always got together and played a lot of music.
Was John then in that part of that hippie...
Yes.
Commune?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. I don't know whether he's part of the commune or not, but anyway, he was part of the hippie group that we were playing with. You know, like Bill Ivers was there. He was a black guy from New Liberty. He was a fiddler back then, and, you know, they had a band that they played with, and we just got together and jammed all the time in Monterey, you know. It was a big jam. You know, when my parents, when they would take off and go to, like, Texas for a trip or something, I'd just say, party's on at my house, you know. And so we'd always have a lot of music there playing, and, you know, we kind of take over the house and have fun. But my sister, she would always tell on me, you know, for doing all that stuff, and I was the bad guy, of course. And we all played music there at home, and we learned how to play music. And actually, me and my sister and my younger brother, I'd play banjo and they'd play guitar along with me and stuff like that. And they'd always, you know, how brothers and sisters do, they tell you how bad you are, you know, at playing and trying to discourage you in every way, you know. But,
sure,
you know, if
right.
you come out of that, you're really coming through the war, you know.
In the gravel yard with the number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. It's mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. Warden, hear my plea, listen now to me. I killed the man that I caught with my wife. You've probably done the same, so why am I to blame? Sentenced to the rest of my life. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Though the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard, I'll never be a free man, so they say. In the driving rain with a ball and chain, my hammer rings alone, mournful sound. It sings a little song of the ones that done me wrong, they lie beneath the cold, cold ground. In the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Though the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard, I'll never be a free man, so they say.
in the gravel yard with a number for my name, making little rocks out of big rocks all day. Oh, the work is mighty hard in the gravel yard. I'll never be a free man, so they say. I'll never be a free man, so they say.
You know, Jimmy Page was a big influence on my life as far as Led Zeppelin and that sort of thing. You know, I play bluegrass now, but all that music is really in there with me, you know. And I feel like that, you know, it's kind of unique that I can bring that to bluegrass music, and I try to throw that in there every chance I get. You know, that sort of thing. You know, I'm always wanting to do some progressive stuff for bluegrass, but... you know, these guys are real patient with me, and they let me do anything I want pretty much, so that's good.
Does bluegrass music need some of that to continue to appeal to a large audience, or
yeah, sure, that,
to grow with their audience?
There's a lot of bluegrass songs and everything, but there's a lot of rock and roll and jazz and all these other kinds of songs that can be pulled into bluegrass and made bluegrass, you know. So I'm really wanting to do a lot of Neil Young songs, and, you know, there's not a lot of people that do bluegrass Neil Young songs, so... That's one thing that I'm striving for lately.
American Stars and Bars. I mean, there are a lot of tunes that he used fiddlers and whatnot. It'd be
and
great.
People my age, you know, they want to hear that stuff, you know. So, you know, there's a good audience for that. Steve Miller Band, you know, I love Steve Miller and you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and all that good harmony. And I always say that we had the best music to learn from, and we really did, you know. Just had to listen to it.
Would you all as an audience like to hear them do a Led Zeppelin tune tonight? Should we have them do that tonight? No.
No. We didn't have that.
Don't have anything prepared. Next time you can.
Well, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him just because you can. Well, he talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Oh, and I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. You don't know what he means to me, Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't. Beyond compare, flaming locks of auburn hair, ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your voice is like a breath of spring, your hair is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Just because you can. Well, now you could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, whatever you decide to do, Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Oh, please don't take him just because you can.
You played the song about your dad. Did your dad and mom have an impact on you that way?
Not musically. I don't think they understood my attraction to the banjo. They were both Viennese physicians, both attendees at the University of Vienna. Although they did not know each other there, they were both refugees who made their way to this country in my mom's case in late 39, my dad's case in 40. They met in this country. They grew up with classical music. They just didn't understand my interest in the banjo one bit.
How was it that they happened to settle in Menifee County?
He had been a registered physician in Austria for 3 or 4 years before he left. Any foreigner who came to this country, even as a doctor with the degree and all that, would first have to go through a period of internship here. So he spent a year in Madison, Wisconsin, at a hospital that now is part of the University of Wisconsin system. The National Health Service, I think it was called something like that at the time, simply requested that he might be willing to serve in a medically underserved area. And he said, sure. So they sent him to Frenchburg, Kentucky. Actually, he was the only doctor for a while. There had been one physician there before him who retired, and there was another guy everybody called Doc who was not a physician at all. And my father was in the peculiar position of, they made him the public health officer for the county, but then as a foreigner who had, even though he had done his internship, he found he could only practice under his own supervision. So he was there in Frenchburg and eventually met my mother. She was also a physician who came here as a refugee. She was in Chicago and then went out to the University of Iowa to do a residency in pediatrics. And one of her American sponsors said, oh, you're a Viennese physician. I know this other Viennese physician.
Oh, come on.
So there was a blind date that they had in Cincinnati about 1943.
Wow.
They married.
He was an old country doctor in the little town of Frenchburg, in the hills of East Kentucky, lived an old country doctor so many years ago. He'd ride his horse up creek beds to the farms back in the mountains, took care of all the people, and that's why they loved him so. He was an old country doctor. When Uncle Charlie broke his arm, the old country doctor went up the hill and set the bone right there on the farm. The old country doctor helped the women have their babies. He'd smile and tell their daddies, keep them children safe from harm. He was an old country doctor. When he'd call on Mrs. Johnson and ask how she was feeling, she always told him, better, Doc, but in the end she died. The doctor told her family that he tried his best to save her. They understood and praised that doctor's efforts far and wide. He was an old country doctor.
Now that old country doctor, he actually was a young man. But when Hitler started killing folks, he had to leave his old country land. He came across the ocean and settled in Kentucky, and there he spent his life anew, this fine and gentle man.
He was an old country doctor.
He was an old country doctor, driving down the road, thinking of the old country and the new land he called home.
He was an old country doctor. He was an old country doctor.
Thank you.
I am very curious about your description of yourself or your dad's. I'm not sure whose it was. It talked about you being out there with your mandolin. Is that true?
Well, it's probably a little bit less true than it used to be. I didn't really start playing bluegrass music till a little bit later on, although I heard it growing up all the time.
I'm sure you did. Was it annoying when you were a young person?
It was okay.
Is that how you felt about it, or were you just plain sick of it?
No, it was great. So I remember being at bluegrass festivals, you know, but I don't think I paid too much attention to the music at that time.
And there was music happening around the house a lot, people coming over and playing and whatnot.
Yeah, all that stuff. But then at some point I started listening to records and tapes and things too. And so I was kind of finding my own way, my own music that was sort of not bluegrass oriented. You know, I played in orchestra as a kid, and I started out playing guitar and rock and roll and all the, of course, Neil Young and all that stuff. Just having a kind of a wide variety of music, the more I sort of looked at stuff, I always wanted to hear a different sound. I heard Wynton Marsalis say one time, the jazz trumpet player, you know, and his dad was a great jazz instructor in New Orleans, and he didn't play jazz for a long time, but at some point he started playing jazz, and he said when he did start playing it, you know, the sound was there for him. Although I'm kind of late to bluegrass, I feel like some of that may have rubbed off on me.
Oh, have you seen Miss Molly? Her cheeks are rosy red. Her lips are soft as satin, and they taste like gingerbread. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Now when Miss Molly's smiling, the sun is dim as hell. And when she laughs, her voice is like a little silver bell. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh, me, oh, my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? I'll trade off my old banjo, from rambling I'll resign. If only Miss Molly will say that she'll be mine. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Now listen here, Miss Molly, I've told you this before, but even though I told you so, I'll tell you just once more. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Whoa, 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 me, oh my Miss Molly, I'm in love with you. Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too? Oh me, oh my Miss Molly, won't you say you love me too?
I would like to thank our guests, Liberty Road, Tom, Terry, Wes, and Noah, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. What a great time we've had. We take this moment to thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank you all, the members of our studio audience, for coming here and supporting our mission, for supporting the band tonight. We strive to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition in this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. And meanwhile, why don't we give it up one more time for Liberty Road, and maybe they're going to get Katie. Yeah, Katie Penn's up here again. All right. Katie, thanks for coming on the show tonight. What a great time we had. Liberty Road.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Noah, Terry, Wesley, and Tom, Liberty Road, and special guest Katie Penn for being with us tonight. The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.